Gibby, if you guys are going to get back into this thing, how important is it for your big guys to be your big guys, like Batista was the day before and Eddie coming through tonight?
Well, let's say, our team's built around those guys. And, you know, we think when it's all said and done this year, they're both going to have their big years like they always do. I'm talking about Batista and Eddie, you know. But the centerpieces of all good teams, the teams that win, you know, they got a couple guys there in the middle that they carry you. They really do. And then you get your role players, guys to get on base for them, things like that. So, yeah, that's definitely key. And they're both two of the better ones in the game.
Must have been encouraging to see after they cut the lead to two runs to bounce back like that. I mean, that's the stuff you weren't doing.
Yeah, they took the lead 3-0, and we chipped away, and then, you know, it exploded there at the end. But we've been on a nice little bit of a roll. Playing some pretty good baseball, we really have. You know, in Morrow tonight, you know, I mean, it was, you know, he fell behind. You know, he kept us in there. I think late in the game, you know, he had a couple long half innings. Might have taken his toll on him, you know, of course, and they hit the two home runs to put it back close. And then Cecil's did what he's been doing all year. You know, he's been lights out for us. And when things get tense, you know, Baltimore's got that quick strike offense because they can hit a lot of home runs. So Cecil came in there and got Davis and then, you know, his three guys and stopped it right there, which is very important.
Is there anything going on with Darren right now? There's been a couple spots the last two games where it might have been his that you've gone to Loop and Cecil today.
Yeah, his shoulder's hanging a little bit. You know, that's why he hasn't been in there lately. So we just got to kind of monitor that and see where he's at.
What did you think of Ghost's run from second?
Well, when I saw him coming around third base, I said, uh-oh. You know, but he's that kind of, I mean, he can fly. He can make a lot of things happen. He's like Bonifacio when he gets on base, you know, Reyes when he comes back. That's what they do. You know, they can make things happen. They can turn some routine plays or some plays into runs. He hasn't played a lot since he's been here, but he's done a real nice job when he's been in there.
Gibby, obviously the offense got to him eventually, but what did you see from the Gausman kid early?
You know, I thought he did a nice job. He really did. I mean, he's got a great arm. He got some good composure. He looked like he belonged out there, and we got to him. You know, and took the lead, but he should feel good about that. I would think. You know, for a debut, I thought he did a heck of a job. Looks like he'll have a bright future. He's got a great arm.